everybody, give me your attention right up this way. I got a great children's story for you tonight, okay? A couple lessons in the children's story. And by the way, at the end, you can come back and I'll let you get whatever you'd like as far as your ring pops tonight. I think you'll enjoy that. Tonight, Acts chapter 8. The Bible says that Philip was preaching a great revival. And people were being saved and people were being healed. And boy, he was just enjoying it. And when he would go through town, oh, there's Philip. He's the preacher. He's the evangelist. And everybody was all excited about the thousands of people that were getting saved. And the Lord, the Holy Spirit, touched him on the shoulder and said, Philip, yes, Lord. He said, I want you to go to the desert. Now, a lot of times when the Holy Spirit asks us to do something, it may not make sense to us. When Pastor came here to Northern Virginia 31 years ago, it didn't make sense to me to leave Texas. Why would I leave the Holy Land and come here? It just didn't make sense. But when the Lord says, I want you to go to the desert, the Bible says that Philip immediately went to the desert. Now, what's not in a desert normally? Anybody know? Right here. Water, something else. No people in the desert. So there's no people in the desert. So the Lord, why is the Lord asking me to go to the desert where there's no people and I'm seeing hundreds and hundreds of people saved here? But what Philip didn't know, what you and I don't know, is God sees the big picture. And there was a eunuch, there was a man that was a big important man in his country, had gone to Jerusalem to find the Lord. He was searching for the Lord. And he went to Jerusalem, he went to the synagogue, went in to watch the Jews worship, and didn't hear a word about how to get saved. Didn't know how to get to heaven. But he did get a copy of the book of Isaiah. So he has a copy of the book of Isaiah, and he's reading it, and he's riding in his chariot. And so here Philip, he's going out in the desert and sand dune. I mean, it's all over the place and doesn't see anybody. And all of a sudden, over the hill comes this chariot with one man in it. And he's reading the book of Isaiah. As he's reading the book of Isaiah, he's in Isaiah 53, where it tells where Jesus was beaten for us, and he doesn't understand. And so Philip sees him, and the Bible says that the Holy Spirit said, go attach yourself to that chariot. Go get to that chariot. So he runs over to the chariot, and he says, hey. And he sees the guy's reading a copy of the scriptures. Do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I? Unless somebody explain it to me. And the Bible says he went up into his chariot. And I'm sure when he saw that eunuch reading a copy of the scripture and he heard where he was reading Isaiah 53 and he knew that was about Jesus, because the Bible says he went up into the chariot and at the same scripture preached unto him Jesus. So he said, ah, now I know why I came to the desert. Because God loves one man just as much as he does a thousand. So you know what it tells me? The lesson of this story is that God loves every one of you just as much as he does everybody in Northern Virginia. You're important to the Lord. And number two, it tells me that all of us need to always learn to obey the Lord because we don't know what his plan is. We can't see like the Lord sees. So he gets up in their chariot and he starts explaining to him. They sit down together. He starts explaining to him about Jesus. And the Bible says that he prayed and got saved. And then he stopped the chariot and found a little place of water and baptized him and went on his way, rejoicing, the Bible says. And Philip was called away back to someplace else preaching again. Now, the lesson to the story are, number one, always obey the Lord when he touches your heart. So if he calls you to be a missionary and go to Zimbabwe or the Congo, or to Dallas, Texas, you go. And we don't argue. We say, okay, Lord, because he knows what's best. And he may have somebody there. So, you know, your parents, maybe they work at the CIA, or maybe they work at the FBI, or maybe they work in a plumbing shop. You don't know why God has you there, but he makes no mistakes if you're in God's will. Remember that. Number two, everybody's important. You never look at somebody and say, well, there's only three people here that I could even possibly talk to. The Lord maybe have one of those three people that needs the Lord. Well, I'd rather be in thousands. Well, the Lord says, but I use anybody to do anything. So he used Philip, a renowned evangelist, a famous evangelist, to go to the desert to reach one person. So remember, God values every person. And the last thing you want to remember is anybody can be saved. And we don't know who they are, so we must be ready. He opened up a passage of the scriptures to Isaiah 53 and preached unto him Jesus. You know why? That's why we study God's word. Because what happens if somebody calls to us and says, hey, I was reading in the book of Acts. Do you know what that means? You and I can sit down and say, yes, this is what it means. Study to show thyself approved unto God, so that you can be ready to give every man an answer that asketh thee of the question of the hope of the gospel. So we learned the lesson. Philip knew the word of God, and when he opened up to Isaiah, he said, oh, I can tell you who that's talking about, Jesus. So my encouragement to you is to know God's word. All of us learn God's word so we're prepared to go to the desert to do the will of God, to see one person saved. You never know, but God makes no mistakes. Okay, you can go back to your mom and dad. You know, you did a good job tonight listening.